From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. With Proposition 6 having passed in November, there's a $2 billion chunk out of the state's Economic Stabilization Fund that's set to finance water projects. There's a lot going on in Austin as the process ramps up. The Texas Water Development Board is the agency that will oversee it all. That's putting a lot of pressure as well as scrutiny on an agency that used to have a low profile. The Water Development Board itself has undergone some organizational changes, both in the administrative flowchart as well as in personnel. And there's a new advisory body that seems designed to help the Water Development Board manage the new money. Meet the State Water Implementation Fund for Texas Advisory Committee. Now, if that sounds like a big old bureaucratic mouthful, let's carve it up into two bite-sized pieces. First part, State Water Implementation Fund for Texas. That's the $2 billion from the Rainy Day Fund that's been allocated to finance water projects. It's often known by its acronym, SWIFT. So, SWIFT Advisory Committee. This advisory committee is an ad hoc body, not a part of the Water Development Board itself. It appears that it's been set up to help the Water Board make decisions. There are three men, and yes, they're all men, who've been appointed to this committee. Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst did the selecting. One of them is from Northeast Texas, State Senator Kevin Eltife.
We're just now at the beginning of this process. He appointed myself, Senator Duncan, and Senator Frazier. I'm very appreciative of Governor Dewhurst because it continues to show his commitment to Northeast Texas. I think it's very important on water issues that we have a seat at the table.
Eltife has his home office in Tyler. His district includes the eastern part of Northeast Texas, including Lamar, Franklin, and Wood counties, as well as all counties east of those. Eltife's district also includes part of the Piney Woods, with Longview and Marshall also in State Senate District 1. All three members of the SWIFT Advisory Committee are Republicans from rural state Senate districts. Troy Frazier offices in Marble Falls. Frazier's 24th district is centered right in the middle of the state. It includes much of the eastern hill country and stretches up to Abilene. Robert Duncan's office is in Lubbock, and his 28th district is enormous geographically. It includes some of the thirstiest parts of Texas, the western hill country, including San Angelo, parts of the Permian Basin, as well as the rolling plains and the bone-dry South Plains, where the Ogallala Aquifer's well-documented decline threatens agriculture as well as communities. As for what this advisory board will do, Eltife says that will be learned in the coming weeks. Right now, the advisory board's role is unclear.
You know, honestly, I don't think anybody knows at this point. I know for sure we're going to be looking at the implementation of the legislation that was passed. I would imagine that they'll want us recommending if any changes to the legislation need to be made in the 2015 session. I know we'll be taking up that role. As far as actually reviewing projects and what authority we'll have, I don't think we fully know until the committee's actually implemented and the rules are passed and given our marching orders.
Next week, we'll review some changes on the board itself. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.